Herbie McDade, another Donegal half marathon done, and a great success.
It was a great success, is right. Chris, as you know, our numbers were well up. We're just shy of the 500 mark between individual competitors and team competitors, and everything went swimmingly well for us today.
A big effort involved going back several months, but it's paid off.
Yeah, there's many a committee meeting, all right, and a lot of things to be arranged. And we had almost 100 volunteers there today, and plus the Gardaí and the Red Cross. So it takes all of that to make it a successful event.
And as always, different categories, competition within them, but it's more than just about who's first and second and third. It really is also about participation.
Oh, it's really and truly, that's what we're looking about, is numbers and people participating. And that is the reason we introduced a team event, to give people an opportunity. You can team up with a team of three and do 7K each and still be part of the Donegal Half Marathon.
And the two overall winners, male and female, two familiar names.
Very familiar names and good quality athletes. Keir now has won it, I think it's 3 years in a row. Maria has won it previously back a couple of years ago and returned this year to take the title again.
And there was the shield presented by Mary Larkin here. Of course, everybody remembering Desi on this occasion. He was very much involved. And I suppose it was fitting that it was somebody like Kieran who was the first recipient, somebody who's been associated with this event.
Yeah, we're delighted, I suppose. Yeah, it's great that it is a local athlete that has taken the first perpetual shield for Desi. As you say, it's a fitting tribute to Desi, whose this whole idea was to set up, a marathon originally and then half marathon. And it's great that somebody local has taken the first title of it.
Now, the half marathons have got very, very popular, and yet there's still talk. I mean, maybe we'll see a full one again?
There is. The committee has sort of toyed with that idea of maybe having it every 5 years. It's a big commitment because not only our officials and our stewards and the organisation on it is a lot more just than half.
Yeah. And as well, you had a kids event. There's activities here for children, and there's a family atmosphere.
Well, yeah, we introduced that as well because we know that with people out there running the half marathon, that their families are here supporting them, their sons and daughters and so on. So we introduced that fun 1K family run, and it gives them a little bit of entertainment then while they're waiting for their mums or dads or whatever to finish the half marathon.
And finally, I suppose, an opportunity to thank all those people involved. I mean, events like this just don't happen, and there's a huge voluntary effort behind the scenes, and today as well.
There is indeed, and we have the Donegal Volunteer Centre on board, plus we have a huge number of regular stewards that come out to every event that we organise and give their time freely. And these events wouldn't happen safely or wouldn't happen at all unless we had the support of those people.
Drew Markham, you're over here from Canada. You've taken part in the Donegal Half Marathon. How did you get on?
I got on okay. It's a very rolly course there. It keeps you challenged all the time. And just really enjoyed the race and the people around us. So
how did you know about the race?
We had looked it up. We were looking for some races in Ireland. This is my first time to Ireland. And we chose this race as a half marathon lead up to the Longford Marathon next weekend.
Great. And Edwina Keats, I believe you've won a prize as well in your category.
Yes, I did. Yeah, it's a miracle. I came third, so I'm happy with that.
And tell us what age group.
Oh, 60 to 65.
Fantastic. So the run itself, the sun is out now, but before the race we were all a bit concerned there could have been some heavy rain, but it held off.
Yes, it was great. The temperatures were great. It was a nice breeze all the way along, and it was an amazing run. It was really good.
And did you chat to people along the way?
Oh yeah, everybody, all the people along acknowledged the shirt with Canada and bowed and said congratulations, keep going, well done. So it was great.
So you're on to Longford next. So this whole holiday is based around the running.
It is based around the running. We're big runners. We do a lot of runs around the world. And we're going to go from here up to Belfast, down to Dublin, and then to Longford. Right. So it'll be a true holiday.
Right. And finally, Edwina, just your thoughts on the route?
The route was great. I liked the up and down, the rolling, in the shade, on the road. Everybody respected the runners on the road. It was great.